This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. China has reported a sharp rise in the number of people infected with a new coronavirus, including the first cases in Beijing. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
Health authorities in a central city where the viral pneumonia appears to have originated say they now have around 200 infected patients. As of the weekend, a third patient there had died, bringing the death toll to three. The outbreak coincides with the country's busiest travel period, as millions board trains and planes for the Lunar New Year holidays. China health officials say the source of the new type of coronavirus has not yet been found, and they don't fully understand how the virus is transmitted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers on Monday assailed the impeachment case against him as a dangerous perversion of the Constitution, asserting he did absolutely nothing wrong in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit himself politically. In a legal brief a day ahead of the first substantive session of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate, the lawyers called the Democrats' case against him a constitutional travesty and said the Senate should swiftly acquit him of the two articles of impeachment he is facing. AP correspondent Eric Tucker.
We heard this a little bit yesterday from Alan Dershowitz during a series of television interviews. They contend that in order for there to be an impeachable offense, it has to correspond to an actual crime. And they said none of what the president is accused of doing by the Congress is criminal conduct. There are a lot of legal scholars who suggest that that's actually not true. That's not a requirement at all for high crimes and misdemeanors. And the Democrats have rejected that idea as a non-starter as well.
Democratic lawmakers had earlier said it was clear that the evidence overwhelmingly establishes that President Trump is guilty of both charges in the two articles of impeachment. This is VOA News. Philippine officials are cracking down on people being allowed daily visits to the homes they fled after the Taal volcano erupted. They are citing threats it could still explode at any time. Over 110,000 people have taken refuge in evacuation centers since Taal burst to life a week ago. Iraqi officials say six Iraqis, including two police officers, were killed and scores were wounded in Baghdad and other cities on Monday in clashes with security forces. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas and live rounds during clashes with anti-government protesters to disperse the crowds. The clashes prompted authorities to close key streets and thoroughfares leading to the Iraqi capital center. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said on Monday that the EU's support of Libya would require more than a truce, but instead the stabilizing effect of a lasting ceasefire.
I want to stress once again the fact that we are not still in a ceasefire. We are in a truce, which is unstable and, a truce can be violated several times a day. Let's hope that, by the contrary, it's going to stabilize and we are going to really go to a ceasefire.
Foreign powers agreed at a summit in Berlin yesterday to shore up a shaky truce in Libya, which has been in turmoil since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, as two rival governments in the east and the west vie for power and energy resources. Thousands of armed pro-gun activists from across the United States rallied outside Virginia's Capitol building today to protest new restrictions proposed by state lawmakers. AP's Julie Walker.
A violent 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville ended in a woman's death after a car plowed into a group of counter-protesters. For this rally in Richmond, the Virginia governor declared a temporary state of emergency and is banning all weapons. Online threats of violence have been rampant among anti-government and far-rights groups, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks white supremacists and other extremists. Meanwhile, the gun rights group that has planned the event is urging peace. I'm Julie Walker.
Britain's Prince Harry broke his silence over the decision he and his wife Meghan have made to step back as senior members of the royal family, one he said brought him to great sadness.
The decision that I have made for my wife and I to step back is not one I made lightly. It was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges. And I know I haven't always gotten it right, but as far as this goes, there really was no other option.
Harry paid tribute to his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, referring to her as his commander-in-chief, for whom he has always held the utmost respect. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.